Hi, this is Jeff Antman. I produce this new and kind of different radio show / podcast / experiment in storytelling called Here Be Monsters. The last couple of months have been this exceptionally exciting time for me. Through the SoundCloud Fellowship, I, along with a small team, have been able to release a lot of interesting ideas and go a lot of places, from turn-of-the-century Germany to the operating room table, even to visit an octopus living under the cold waters of Puget Sound. All in this pursuit to tread some new ground on this perpetual struggle to illuminate the unknown, to find our fears and to face them. SoundCloud has asked me to do a short wrap-up piece to conclude my work in the Fellowship, and to talk about what I've done, and to offer advice to listeners and future Fellowship recipients. So here goes. In so many words, I have this vision that shows like Here Be Monsters can spark conversation between people who might not have otherwise talked to each other, and that radio or audio can change minds and promote critical thought, even in these times of blatant sensationalism. And I think that this is exceptionally true in the pre-election dog-eat-dog, like, total mindfuck of a media landscape that is the current state in America. And Here Be Monsters and shows like it are some of the few stances against that mindset. So, if you've ever wondered how to move things forward, how to push the dialogue past pettiness and past bickering, I have just a couple pieces of advice based on my experience working as a SoundCloud fellow on Here Be Monsters. First, it's going to take a lot more than fanciful ideas written late at night in journals. Private revolutions help absolutely no one. Change will come through real dialogue and real struggle. Next, recognize the shades of gray in the world. Embrace your enemies, turn the other cheek at every opportunity. See value in mundaneness, yet destroy any argument that is based on rhetoric. Follow your curiosity to the ends of the world and ask a lot of questions. And question yourself, question me, question anyone that you look up to, and realize that many situations are worlds away from what they seem. Finally, organize yourself and pick up a pen or a microphone or a camera. I highly recommend the SoundCloud Community Fellowship to anyone who's interested. The SoundCloud staff have been absolutely wonderful at answering my questions and supporting the work of Here Be Monsters. There are also tons of other grants available for talented, up-and-coming audio artists. So get involved and do it from a place of love. Recently, I've spent a lot of time questioning what the future of Here Be Monsters is going to look like. As the fellowship money trails off at the end of this month, production of Here Be Monsters will inevitably slow down as I wander back to the mail order kite company I used to work in and beg to get my job back in the quality control department. While production will be slowing down a bit, there's still this great backlog of audio that will be released slowly in the coming weeks. I've got a great piece coming out for Halloween about being resurrected by a defibrillator, and a story about getting robbed in Lima, Peru, a story about dictators' operating system of choice, and a couple other pieces. And I'm also getting some new music for the show, and I, along with the rest of the team, are always looking for new pieces and interesting stories to pursue. So if you're interested in staying up to date about all things monstrous, be sure to stay in touch by following the show on SoundCloud, iTunes, the RSS feed, Facebook, etc. Instructions on all of that are in the track description. But for the time being, don't be a stranger. Always feel free to get in touch. And that's all for now. Thanks so much for listening.